Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We'd like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one.
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking nothing.
Hey, we are live. Yo.
Yo.
What's this episode, Ben Chafford? Episode 136, 136.
Come on.
Be in your
Let
mic.
Me just give the Broskis like a applaud for just the consistency we're making.
Hey, man.
Don't worry, man.
We're going to come through here and let me do a proper thing so
they can. Nah, we appreciate it, man.
And this camera.
Trust me, man.
We're in the building.
You
already know what time it is. Episode 136.
Yes, sir.
Guest in the building, yo. This is family growing up together. If you ain't seen me at Chafford Station, I don't want to know. You know I mean, this is love.
Trust me, maybe not that seem to see. Yeah, you know.
This,
yeah.
Like, this is that real Chaffer Boy episode. Just, you know
for
what
real,
I mean?
For real.
You know, special guest, please introduce yourself, big yourself up. This is your chance.
Yeah. So you know, many might know me as Junior, many might know me as JaVale, but here today I'm featuring as Lapel.
That's come on,
as the artist. So yeah, and I'm with my broski. So like, we're gonna start the episode. And it's,
nah,
that's
lovely.
You know,
that's it. Yeah. Where's the aliases, though? We asked for that energy.
That was a good one, you know.
Okay. I
thought we might have more because he's a rapper, you know. But three, we'll
let
freeze calm.
We'll let this one slide. Lads, you know what to do.
Yes, sir. Cole Sanusi, Don Corleone in the building, in the flesh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's Ema G45, the G solid on my name, the 4-5 is silent.
Come on.
It's the Black Mamba Dove.
Yes, sir. Hella aliases.
The throw right now is throwing.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Chiayam. It's Genghis Chibogwe.
Come on.
Episode 136. Let's go.
Let's get this shit.
Yes.
All right. You know, the bro just released a new project, which we have to get into.
Yes, sir.
Love.
We've all heard it.
Love.
I guess, what's the inspiration behind it?
Mad. I actually got asked the same question yesterday when I actually was speaking to some of that journalist for nothing major, but it was just like a low-key underground scene thing.
Yeah.
And, I think like the name Bedroom Rapper can kind of be added with a negative connotation. Like, you know, when you say to like, yo, man's rapping now.
Yeah. Like,
Bedroom Rapper, man, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think I wanted to use it in a positive like connotation in the sense of like, this is where it's most fun.
Okay.
And that's why I hope like the project kind of gave that vibe. Like, you know, Mario Kart all day. Like, it's just a track.
Yeah.
Like, I literally got my Mario Kart in my bag. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, just kind of, just the fun aspect of it and just being in the bedroom. Like, I picked up the craft. Well, properly in the pandemic, like just spitting laptop and mic. I try producing, fuck me. Anyone that produces, shout out to my cousin. It's a different kind of style.
Wizards.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, me doing poetry before, I think I even done poetry before when you showed love with the whole George Floyd thing. But yeah, moving on. So, like, it wasn't completely new, but then I was just like, so me doing that in the bedroom in COVID, it kind of was like a full circle now that I'm actually doing it, going to the studio time and that. So I wanted to bring it back to that essence of like, it's
nice.
Still fun, it's still in the bedroom. That's, you know what I mean? That's the aspiration as well. Like, so yeah, that was kind of like the thought process of the project. And then the songs were mostly done like around end of January. And like, I do send E like some audio files like, yo, you fucking with this or not? You know, shout out to everyone in it. Like, that kind of gives me a little bit of feedback with the stuff in it, because it's like, when you've got people that are all yes men, it's like you can't better your craft in it, if you
that's
know what I mean.
Fact.
So when people are telling you like in a constructive way, like try this, do this, like he would just say like layer it up or something, you know, anything little like that. So we had to go back on it. But I think by like end of January going towards February, I had the tracks there. Couple tracks got cut off because man was singing in my range that wasn't really in my range, you know what I mean? Sometimes like
just experimenting, isn't it?
Experimenting, exploring sounds. So yeah, but the three like projects that tunes that I chose was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go with this. And then like, the name Bedroom Rapper for the tape just made sense at that point when it came to me as well.
So how did you like whittle it down to the three? Because obviously you've got the ones that weren't in your range.
Yeah.
You had to come to some sort of...
It's a feeling for me, like, and I'm going to be biased to myself because I'm my number one fan in it, but the main three that, the three that are on the project, those are the ones I kept on listening to.
Okay. Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas there's some I wouldn't listen to, I wouldn't even think about after, like, so I kept on listening to those. And then from, like, people giving me, like, positive, like, Bird's Eye View was, like, the most common one that everyone kind of gravitated to.
Yeah, that was it. That's a great way to enter, because you're trying to,
you know what I mean?
So grab people's attention so I can,
like,
see.
That was kind of like, yeah, I knew that was going to go on there. And something about Wilding Out, it was like, you know, I don't know, it was the feeling more than what I was saying that it gave to me that I liked about it. And then the switch, shout out to my cousin again, with like just the production was just like, I want this to be on the tape. And then Mario Kart was just like, because that's me and my cousin, when we, he's a gamer, like Nintendo Switch, you know.
Yeah.
So when we first met, God knows how old we were, he had a Nintendo DS and he was playing Mario Kart. So it's kind of like a joke, like full circle. Well, look at us now. Now I'm playing Mario Kart. So it just, those three for me felt right to put on the tape. And then I didn't want to overdo it because also trying to look at it like strategically, I'm not really known, not saying I'm in this to get known, but like it's like, there's like over, I think, 60,000 tunes that's uploaded on Spotify. You know?
Every day.
Like, I think I heard Vince Staples say this in an interview, So it was like, cool, I want to keep people's attention for a certain period of time. So I think a free track project would just work. So,
yeah.
That was my kind of thought process with it,
I get that as well.
Dope, man. Yeah.
I think that's really...
Just a little teaser, and you know what I mean? And then like, cool, bring it back. Maybe do some single ones now and whatnot.
Hear that. I think when you're a new artist, you're trying to grab people's attention and it's important to not overstay your welcome.
Yeah,
you're trying to get people to listen to 12 songs. Like, I don't even know who you are.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Why am I deserving of your attention?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, not to look at it that deep way, but it's like, cool, if no one knows you that much or really knows your ability in that sense, or it's new to them hearing you, I think it's like, just give them a little teaser. Cool, come back to it. And if not, then, you know,
you got to earn it.
Exactly. We're going to keep doing it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because, so, you know, like, certain tracks will stick.
Yeah.
Mm. And others may not. But as long as you have the catalog to go alongside it, as you continuously put stuff out, you can reach back to, you know, Bird's Eye View in the next 5 years and be like, let me pull this one out of the trenches. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
How did that song come about? Because that's my favorite on there.
That one, like, fam, it's just like, because how, like, the process for, like, me and Dead Capri, it's just, we'll, like, just obviously talk, and then he'll start to put some, like, beats together.
Yeah.
And then, like, he always says to me, don't have any pre-written stuff when we work. And it's one of his rules, like, never try to, like, pre-write, like, you're 16 on another beat. Like, we're going to start as fresh. So the ingredient felt organic on that tune for some reason. We were just like, he played a beat and I was like, cool. And he said to me, look, I want you to sit there, just write as many bars as you can. Like, just boom. That's it, Tony. Because sometimes he's, like, sense saying it. So I'm like, So he's been doing it for quite a bit. So he tells us. So I was like, all right, cool. And then the bars just came. And then, I don't know why, I just started thinking about WWE kind of.
Rikishi, like,
the bands in your face, Rikishi. Like, I think about Rikishi? Like,
at a time like this.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, pause, but I don't want the community to come for me. But even like, it was just like, but to be fair, weirdly, it's kind of like a funny mark because bands in your face, oh, right, but it's not, do you know what I mean? It's just weird, but it worked. So, that one was just fun. It was just fun for me. And then I guess, that's my favourite as well, Bird's Eye View. They're all my favourite. They're all my little babies. But Bird's Eye View, just, I think people like bars in it. Like, you know what I mean? And I think there could be, you can bar, but in the sense of like me, it was just like hearing myself. Sometimes my other song, I'm not saying too much. It doesn't have to be that deep, but I was like, Bird's Eye View, you're saying a little something. Like, I couldn't say that. And, you know, I felt a lot more confident on that track. I could hear it. So that was it with Bird's Eye View. But, got a lot of love on that. Got a lot of love on it. It's the most played one on my tape, as in, like, you know, your Spotify.
It's
definitely good, man.
Nah, it makes sense. And I'm not surprised. Especially, again, it's a great way to start the project. Coming in firing, really, aren't you? That's the attitude.
Nah, for sure. Like, I think, I don't think any of the tunes that I have that's even, like, just audio files are not, like, of that energy. So it was good, man. And even... E-man, I was working with some other people on the underground scene as well, but nothing came into fruition. But what it taught me is, like, rap is a bit of competitiveness, so you keep that element to it. So, you know what I mean?
100%.
Something the best out of you, so I feel like that tune, me and my cousin going back to back on the bars is kind of lit as well. So,
I guess you seem to get advice and inspiration from other people.
Yeah.
How would you say that bleeds into your music? Like, what's the finished product?
To be honest, like, I think, like, heavily the underground scene at the moment, just like fresh sounds and stuff like that is like inspirational. And then also with, I think I said it to you guys last time when we spoke about the Peppermint TP, like, I'm not trapping. I'd like, not to like at anyone that does rap about trapping, they're rapping about their life, but I'm not drilling. Like, so sometimes I think it's like some people that go into it might think, what am I going to say in it? That's going to, like, do you know what I mean? It's the day to day thing that people are hearing. So I feel like the underground scene made me understand, like, you can have a niche. Do you know what I mean? You can bring something different. So as much as the underground scene inspired me, I think myself inspired me in my day to day kind of like helped. And then with the project, it was just like, you know, man, still doing my 9 to 5, man, still grafting. You know what I mean? But like, I'm a creative at heart. So it was like, for even if it doesn't go anywhere, for me, it's just like being still having that creative element outside of like what I'm doing is like just good. So yeah, no.
I hear that.
I don't know if I answered the question, but I'll take it.
We'll take it. Yeah. What does the underground scene in the UK look like at the moment?
I think it's healthy, man. Like, I think you can find anything, like, at the moment. And, like, you know, like, Lord Apex. Samwise is, like, a heavily influence for me. Like, that's someone, like, and House of Pharaohs that I was listening to when I just came out of uni.
House of
Pharaohs. Yeah, House of Pharaohs. Yeah, I came out of uni and I was like, yo, these men are doing something, like, that's, you know, organic, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
relatable to me, because like I said, I love UK rap music. Don't get me wrong, like, I mean, Mr. Fredo, Digga D, like, they're all moods, innit? All music is basically mood, innit? Like, moods. But like, it's like, but what can I say that's somewhat truth to me?
Innit? Yeah.
I
mean, this is
like, you know, my day to day, or chilling with the bros, or like, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I think that was, those are the kind of acts that I would say that heavily influenced me.
No, that makes sense.
Would you say Lord Apex is underground?
Lord Apex is no longer underground, to be fair. You're right. But he's not even mainstream, though.
Is that my man who was...
Yeah, that was the one at Freddie Gibbs.
Okay.
He's not... I would say he's definitely not underground, but he's not mainstream. He's a nice balance in between us.
Okay.
He's got his own cool fan base at the moment.
Yeah.
A very heavy core fan base.
Yeah, they fuck with him. Yeah.
And to be fair, to be doing an act with Freddie Gibbs is like, bro, you're actually...
You're somewhere.
What was you going to say?
No, that's a question. I was going to ask if he was when I was what's that?
Freddie Gibbs concert. So,
no, I hear that.
Did you not go then? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a last minute thing. Yeah.
Fuck.
Freddie Gibbs is hard. Still. He's hard, and the thing is with Lord Apex, is that I didn't expect him to have that kind of energy, because I've never heard his music before, right? Few songs, one of the songs was hella boom bappy. It was like a kind of like his own interpolation of like New York rap. The next song is just moshing.
Where's
elbows? Like, everyone's going mad.
The clips that I see of the shows be mad. Like, and like you said, like, he has got that boom bap stuff. Like, you kind of just maybe flick a light to your side and just be chewing. And he's like, switches up 0 to 100 real quick. But he's got range, man, as well. So,
it's good.
Underground scene's healthy, man. Literally, I'll put your man onto people. After, I'm not gonna say, obviously, because you know,
listen, there ain't no free promo on here.
I'll say the name, like, Dead Capri for sure is one of my main ones, flipping DXVL, Mally A, like, all of these ones are just coming up now, innit? Do you know what I mean? They're all hard, man, to be fair. Yeah, it's good. And how can I forget Ayrton as well? He's one of them ones when I don't know if you man listen to him. Ayrton.
No, I haven't.
Bro, what?
Is like, good?
He's
put me on, man. You know, I'm always listening to stuff.
That's what I mean. Like, these men are they're doing their thing and bringing. Even as well, because I'm like, I'm not gonna say my age in it, but I'm proud to say my age. I'm 28 in June, so these men are like 23, like the oldest of them lot are like 24.
So
do you know what I mean? They're gonna be like the new people, that's kind of representing, pushing it, you know what I mean?
It's gonna be very interesting to see. And I guess my question to you would be, where in all of that do you want to fit in? What's the goals? What's the aspirations?
Jeez, you know what? It's mad. Like, I'll be real with you. I just wanna be a creative, innit? Of like the destination of where I'm getting with this stuff, I have no destination. It's just, for me, it's just a journey. And also, it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, why? You go to 9 to 5, you do that, cool, you work for your boss, and then what am I doing?
Like, I hear you.
What am I doing? Like, am I just going to sit here and go sleep? Like, I need something that's going to work for me, innit?
Yeah.
It might not be an entrepreneurial idea. It might not be a $1 million dream tomorrow. But, like, I feel like if I'm just enjoying it at the time, then whatever will come, innit?
Yeah.
And the main thing is, like, it's the progress. I can play Peppermint TP for you, man, now, and then I can play this now, and I know you, man, will see the growth within my up, like, craft.
Yeah, that's what
I think is the main achievement for me in regards of doing this, innit? But hey, but like, you gotta be real with it, you know?
Yeah, nah, that's right.
You gotta be real with yourself, and you gotta, like, understand that, you know, that's not always gonna be for everyone, innit? We can't be successful, innit? I hope all my brothers are successful, but we all can't be, so. In my way of, like, looking at that, how I can sit back, it's like, I can look back at this when I'm like 50 years old and say, you know what you was rapping for?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I mean?
I thought it'd be a bit greyer than all people, but maybe, like, I don't know, 70 or whatever. Listen. Laughing, you know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's just like my family and friends that listen to it and tune into it, and other people a little bit outside of that circle, just even giving me love in it is.
Yeah, no, that's it.
And sure. Like I just said, like, how many music get uploaded on Spotify? Even for me having, like, 62 monthly listeners, is like, what the fuck? Like, I thought that's like a milestone, innit? You know what I mean? So, yeah, working.
If you take the headphones off, it will stop dropping, because that's probably the counterweight on it as well.
Here we go.
Take the wire off.
Love. Too fidgety out here. Here we go. Yeah. But yeah, so to answer that question, I think, like, just the ongoing process and progress of what I've been doing from the last year to the next year, but whatever comes with that, we'll see in it.
It's growth, man. It's growth.
That's all it is.
Like, you can hear it in the music, bro. You're getting better, man. The tape is more cohesive. Like, you can hear it. Like, the sounds, obviously, the production. Shout out to DC as well.
Bro. Like, he's, you know what I mean.
Sounds really good.
Shout out to him, because, like, you know, I was jumping on them YouTube beats before, trying to find things and, like, get a beat, like, tight beat or whatever. You know what I mean? You know, that's the first starter pack of trying to be a rapper, innit?
Yeah.
Mac laptop, get a little mic, YouTube beats. But shout out to him, been doing it for a while, because, like, he helped me develop, I guess, lapel, the sound, innit? You know what I mean? Also with me, my vision. So, yeah, now shout out to him, innit?
For sure.
I actually got a question. Is there a difference between who you are?
Yeah.
And who Lapel is. Like, are you gonna try and distinguish the two?
That's a really good question. Wow.
That is a good question.
Because, you know, a lot of rappers do this. Like, you can look at do you know who does it the best? I love how Tyler does it. Because Tyler, he'll put out an album, and when he's in album
Eagle,
mode,
and then
when he's Eagle, he's got the wig on, he's got the suits, and he's in that vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Becomes that person, innit?
Would you ever envision yourself to do something like that?
I don't see why not, because it's like you're saying, I think as you start to do more music and more art or whatever, to get yourself inspired, it's like different characters, you know, like different zones, innit? Like, so I don't see why not.
Bro, it's a vibe, you know.
You know,
I really like it when artists do it. I don't know why. Like, even The Weeknd, my man's
old man now.
The Weeknd's an old man right now. You know what I'm saying? But
he
can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you know, because even like, I'm going to work on another solo project, and I was thinking to myself, like, I want to try what's a bit current. I don't want to force it, but I want to try a bit what's a bit current. So it's not like a character, but it's also like, it won't be too close to JaVale or LaPel in it. So I guess somewhat getting there, but I need to source some inspiration. Like,
what kind of person are we talking?
I thought it's more of the sound, to be honest. I think they call it like plug-in sound nowadays or something like that. It's like, so it's more like, maybe just jumping in a little bit of an auto-tune and something a bit more different, you know, because
do you know what I mean?
But like I said, it's not like a developed character just of yet. It's more like where I'm going with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Feels.
But this is the time right now to try something different.
100%.
Exactly. I mean, there's no other...
Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Exactly. Mm. And you won't, obviously the better you get, you might not get this opportunity to do that now, where people's ear is just, at the moment, trained to not know what to expect from you.
Yeah.
The second they expect something and they're like, you know, oh, I miss when he did tape, and you're stuck in that sort of box. You got to give the people what they want.
Going back to that, going to your point, Demi, because even like I said to my cousin, you know what, I'm kind of feeling to do like some house trap kind of vibe, weirdly. Like, as I said, it's not a character, but sound wise, it's like.
What, almost like a Nux?
No, because Nux is kind of like drill jazz, isn't it? That's what they're saying, isn't it? Like, what? Well, I hope that's right, I don't know. But kind of like a Kate Trinada type beat, but then like making it a bit more UK owned. Like, I don't know, do you know what I mean? But
do it, man.
How do you hone that? How do you know what I mean? And like, maybe now Colin's giving me the little character vibe. I might go to a rave and think, oh, like call myself a random name or something. that's the character I'm going to go with the tape in it. We don't know, like, inspiration comes from anywhere. So, yeah, but it's a good point. I think I enjoy it, like, when artists do. I'm trying to think of an example who does it. Who does it, man? Nicki Obviously Minaj. Tyler. I'm trying to think.
Nicki Minaj.
Eminem did it, innit? I'm not heavily an Eminem fan, but I know like he's got some. Yeah, Slim Shady got some things like that.
Yeah, he did.
Slim Shady, Marshall, Eminem. Yeah, you're right.
I think maybe even Kanye, no?
I mean, Kanye just does it because he's Kanye.
It's not like he's got a character though, is it? He's like, Kanye's got so many. Yeah,
you just don't know which one of them you're gonna get.
It's like a representation of personality.
No, it's the same person. However, it's different
vibes.
If it was like a painting, it would be a different kind of stroke.
That's a good way to put it.
The brush. So yeah, you're right. It has different characters.
Yeah,
it's also just the mindset you're in, like. The album you'd make today isn't going to be the album. Even as people, we're different people. Like, I don't know. For example, if putting myself in your shoes, if 16-year-old Demi made an album, it would not sound like what 28-year-old Demi's facts, album. So facts. We're always changing.
Facts. Yeah. No, that's true. And yeah, that's why even like going to studio, some people, I don't want to like at anyone, but going to some people with like a different age gap, so to speak, we're going to be on different paths what we're talking about. So it's like, sure. Do you know what I mean? It's like sometimes it's a bit like, okay, cool, it's wavy what you're doing, but you're aiming at a certain like, audience. I'm not. Do you know what I mean? I think why it's kind of close to like Javel is because I don't want to cringe when I listen to my music. That's why I'm not going to talk about bow, bow. You're not doing that. Do you know what I mean? So
you're
it's like,
outside. You're on the desk.
You're on the desk.
I heard that. No, it's true.
So it's like, that's why, I don't know, it's a bit of pressure to my own self, but I'm always like, talk about what's real. Talk what's real. Like, talk what's real. But then also, it's like, well, music or anything, you can do what you kind of want. So, like, like you said,
the second you don't do that, like, people can hear it, they can feel it. Do you know what I mean? Because there's an authenticity in a rapper's voice, especially you've got it that I can tell, okay, no matter what he says, this is something he's done or this is something he's lived, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're just talking crud and you ain't on it, that's going to shine through.
Trust me, it's not going to sound real. So, yeah, no, you're speaking facts. And I think that's why if, you know, people do like the aliases or different characters, like introducing that, people might think, oh, okay, this is not actually lapel now. It's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a random name or whatever. But, he's actually going into this kind of introduction of the sound he's in. So, yeah, no.
It's almost like a, as you said, Tyler, the Creator with Eagle. He said, my name's Eagle on this album. It's like, what? The moment someone heard the album was like, it was something completely different. However, people loved it.
Even more,
like, other people loved it. Like, exactly. People, they were introduced to Eagle, and then now when they listen to this new album, we hear DJ Drama and Gangsta Grizzle. So it's like, it's a whole different vibe.
Facts.
So,
yeah. And like, even like the feature of like NBA Youngboy or stuff like that, you probably would have never really seen that set up or whatever. But like,
it's crazy. Get down to it. Like,
So. No, for sure, man. You don't want to limit yourself, innit?
Like, no, you can't. The second you do that, that box you put yourself into is very hard to get out of.
And I think that's also why I didn't like come out the bat of just releasing bad music. You know what I mean? Because I've got like, I can show you the files. I've got files, but also it was like, I think music, you got to kind of like take your time with it. Mm-hmm. Like, even learning in regards to the process. Like, from last year when I was doing it, I do that 1-2 takes. I'm like, okay, cool. Let's jump on the next beat and do the tune. Whereas now I'm like, no, let me do 7 takes on this, do it different versions, and then like listen to it. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think like sitting on it and just weighing on it and getting inspired by life and then coming back to it.
Was that DC's decision to do that?
No, that was actually like, it's one trick that I learned with working with other people. Whereas in like DC will be like, he'll just let me kind of do what I want. So in the sense of, he'll tell me to write fresh bars, cool, but I'll do like 2 takes and I'll listen to it and I'm like, ah, I'm cool with it. And then I'll just do the next verses and whatnot. Then I'll be like jumping the beat. But I think it's because like I'd go there over like a 2-day period and I'd want to get the most out of the session rather than getting the best version of me in a tune. Do you know what I mean? So now it's like when I've worked with people, like one of my homies, Blase, his name's Jeff, like really good dude, Ireland. He's moved from here from Ireland, but he spits as well.
Yeah.
And like when I recorded with him, He's like, no, we ain't rushing this. Take your time. Like, he will say, do the seven takes.
Yeah.
And more time when I listen to those songs where I've done with him, I'm like, I actually really like the effects of my voice and what it is. So it's like just little trips, that little tips that you work learn from working with other people in it. So yeah, just enjoying the process. And like now, I'm doing a collective music, kind of like lo-fi hip hop at the moment, boom bap kind of stuff. And then I'm gonna just park it. After that comes, I'm gonna park it and then just like take a hiatus a bit. Take a hiatus. I'm just gonna like just enjoy life, basically. But
yeah, of course.
Not saying I'm not enjoying life, but and just try to get inspired again.
Yeah.
So they've been like, what you said in this one. Even I sent a file to you called Durag Diaries. One that I sampled. Well, sorry, the tape's gonna be called Durag Diaries. And I sent E one. I'll send you guys after. But it was more about like young black boys in UK and kind of like the topic of that. And like, because you know that's kind of all rooted with us in it anyway.
Of course.
But also we're doing the poem, it kind of takes back to that essence of spoken word. And that's obviously what I was like always into. So yeah, that's kind of going to speak for itself. Do right now, it's going to touch on different things, kind of like that. So yeah, I'm plotting different ideas anyway. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm just working, man.
No, that's what you have to do.
Working like you, man, are working, man. You might be putting in the work. As well, I feel like I'm blessed to have friends that are doing different things, you know what I mean? Get inspired, get up your feet. Like, you, man, been putting work with the podcast.
Of course.
DC's been producing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's other people that I'm probably forgetting, so my bad. You know what I mean? People are doing their things, you know? People are trying to chase entrepreneurial things. I think, like, we're such an era where everything's accessible.
100. Everything is accessible, more importantly.
Exactly.
So we have the tools to succeed in certain areas, certain aspects. Yeah. It doesn't have to be overnight success. However, 100. You know,
success is relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Success is relative.
So, for example, us doing now 137 episodes on this rebrand is successful.
Yeah. Facts. That's absolutely why I had to give you, man, like that plug, because it is. Yeah. It's like, you, man, know, you know what I mean? You, man, know what it is and that. Mm. Yeah, it's just like the work, man. You know what I mean? It's the work. So
it's not big to some people, but however, to others, it's like,
yeah,
wow, like you've actually done that.
Yeah. The fact that we're here, we've got the two cameras, we've got the studio set up. I mean,
that's like, how I'm looking at it, it's like, imagine me having 137 songs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like, it might not be, no one knows of that, but that's work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like, bro, like, fact, you know what I mean? Shout out to you, man, putting in the work, man, and just keep it and grow with it. I've watched the other episode, was it? Please correct me if I'm wrong, the Queen Mills.
Queen Mills,
You know what I mean? Like, you, man, are bringing different elements to it. I remember the time when I done the poetry, I think you had a chef, one of your boys or someone like
you. Shout out to Perry.
Shout out to Perry.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So, work, man, work.
Listen, listen, that's why I love this shit, man. Like, we out here, we're creating things that don't even exist. We're putting things that exist in our brain out into the universe. You know what 100%. I'm saying? You're doing that with your music, and 100%. I think the way you're looking at it is, it's such a good way to look at things, because at the end of the day, hopefully when you put out another product and we speak about it again, we're going to be talk about these things again. We're going to see how you feel, how you've grown. So, you know, it's all about the journey, man, and what success means to you.
Yeah,
it means 100%. Different things to different people.
Different
so,
people. 100%, man. Nah, for real. And I think, not to talk on anyone's position, but I feel more than blessed because because I'm not stressing too hard to make it like, oh, like this mass thing or, do you know what I mean, make or break. I think I'm in the best position I can be in mentally with it rather than like, you know,
sleep
over. You can kind of get like sucked into it. And I know, like, you should always like love what you do and, you know, want to get the best out of it. But I think when you can exhaust it at times when you do that. You know what I mean? So yeah,
that's a fact.
So it's good. It's good, man.
Yeah,
love that.
Cool.
Yeah. Does anyone have any topics, man, you want to discuss? Was it Kimberly?
Pusha T's album is what we wanted to
do. I need to get round. I need to get round to Pusha T album.
Wait, what's going on with Kim?
No, I haven't got round to it. I was hearing that he said about like,
what's going on with Kim?
You said it when we was briefly talking.
What, Kim K? Kimberly?
You watched the most recent episode.
I don't know. That's
did I make that up?
Yeah, you made that up right now.
Did someone say? Someone spoke to me today about Kim and the most recent episode.
I think it's safe to say that you made that up.
Demi's on another plane.
Nah, that's crazy.
He might be speaking about the future.
He just made that up, innit?
I'm bare confused.
Bro, imagine he's speaking about the future right now, that this is about to come in fruition. You never know.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
That's a Raven moment. Just like, oh, okay,
do you know what? Maybe.
Is it because he said, hang on a minute. Is it because
he said anything still? Push a T though, push a T, you know what I mean?
I haven't got around to that. I was just saying, call it. But I said, switch segue.
Okay, I've done the maths now. I'm not gonna blow up E-Man's spot. Push a T put out a project. It's almost dry. Yeah, I know you haven't listened to it.
Yeah, but it's Pusha T, so I'm like, I'm not gonna doubt the album. You know what I mean?
It's the spoiler alert. It's cocaine.
Yeah. Fuck, like Diet Coke. Is it Diet Coke from that tape as well? Yeah. Did you hear that he was like putting he put that Joker on silent and then that like, was recording the whole album.
I heard, I think,
not gonna help my writing process.
You know, we're talking about characters, isn't it? He's like, yo, let me go to the Joker time and take a new side. But I read it on Complex, I think, like he was saying that they had like Joker in the background on silent.
I'm not surprised because there's a couple bars, there's a couple jokes.
Yeah, but Kanye West has done something similar to that where he would have a screen, right? Like just a white screen, and then there'll be something just projecting on the screen whilst he's producing. So it could be anything. It could be like snow, it could be fire, it could be water. He would just be there producing, but whatever mood he's in, he would just project it there. So the fact that Pusha T has the whole joke.
Yeah, it just
doesn't surprise me.
Kanye sounds like relaxation. Like, what's the Joker? Like, that's not going to help me. Yeah,
man.
Like, hold on. Must have got him in the zone, innit? Like, different strokes for different folks.
The production on that album is through the roof. Like,
yes,
it just sounds so clean. Like, you want to continue to hear it. Like, it's unreal.
No,
it's a good album.
Repeat yesterday. It was on repeat.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. The shit was
on. You're a big fan of Pusha, innit? I don't know about you. You guys are a big fan of Pusha. Yeah, of course. Pusha is hard. Like, I just haven't really collectively took his taping before, but like when you know what I mean. So Pusha's a bar. I think the most time I actually listened to him like properly was obviously Diet Coke, but then the beef with Drake, innit? You know what I mean? I jumped on the hype train, guys. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, Pusha T is undoubtedly, and obviously from Clips back in the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Hearing fucking on there again.
Best rap song of all time.
To be fair, he's like undergoated. Is that a way to put him? Like, he's
undergoated. I like the idea.
Undergoated.
That might
be
the name of an episode.
Yeah. Like, he's goated, isn't it? Like, he's been in it, like, for time, but I don't know if
he's mastered the craft. However, he's done the same thing as Dream. Because what Dream does, Dream is a writer. Mm. Same way as Pusha T. Both of them are writers, and they ghostwrite for many people.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And they just collect money.
Royalties. Cool. Fair enough.
It's funny because the Dream gave Christina Milian the rights to Justin Bieber Baby.
What?
Say that again.
Yeah, so he wrote Baby.
He
wrote Baby, and he just gave it to Christina Milian.
That doesn't make sense. So, but how did she have the rights to it?
Yeah, because
I think they were married at the time, and he just said, "Yeah, I have it."
Oh, he married Christina Milian.
I think so.
All right, Dream falsetto. That used to be a dream back in the day, by the way. Dream binned it, but that's mad.
So
yeah,
like that's probably why he's ungoated, because a lot of people will look at him and say, "Oh yeah, but you haven't released enough music this time in the year. You only release, you know, an album every 3 years. If it's not the Clips, then it doesn't really matter. You're too old for it." But he's like, he's been in the background.
I didn't know he was actually ghostwriting. Yeah. Like, to be fair, so yeah, fair enough. Yeah. As well, if you could like, well, he's still Pusha T the rapper, so
yeah.
But you know, some of the low key ones that are not known as rappers, it's like, yo, if you can get your bread and still be behind the scenes, I guess that might be just easier for you, innit? But like,
and then it's also been harder for him, like, for example, Jeezy and Gucci Mane. Because of that whole beef, Gucci Mane right now is like what Giggs is to London in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So like, he knows everybody, he's connected to everybody, and make sure everybody's up on top. However, Jeezy, he had his run, but he's never going to be as great as Gucci Mane. So because of the beef between Pusha T, the Clips, and Young Money.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like he's almost hindered.
Was that real beef then? Yeah. Was that? Yeah. Because okay.
It was petty beef.
Petty, okay.
Would you say it's hindered them though? Because what would they have been if that beef didn't happen? They were never gonna be.
I would never know Pusha T. Because I was thinking, who the hell was Pusha T dissing Lil Wayne? And then I heard our favorite bar.
Exodus. You're signed to one nigga who's signed to another nigga. You're signed to another nigga. That's bad luck.
Yeah.
Thing is, yeah, I think the problem with it is, I don't think it would have changed much, because I think with him, his music is so good that it would have landed in your lap anyway. Yeah, I don't think he would have not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's always been that guy.
And ain't he like the most consistent, besides Big Sean, in good music? Act-wise.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like act-wise, you know what I'm saying? And when... the Young Money don't know about me in this school, but yeah. Young Money, who really act-wise was reigning besides Nicki, Drake, Tiger, Rack City was main, his main one now. Like, Young Money had loads of acts that did really kind of fell through the cracks, really, innit? Do you know what I mean?
It's not talked about enough. Like, that place is a hellhole. Yeah. Like, for real.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but so with good music was, you know, even Big Sean came out on that interview and said, like, they mismanaged me.
That was crazy, man.
Well,
yeah.
You know what I'm so the labels have their issues.
You know what I'm pissed about? Why is Kid Cudi and Kanye having beef, man? Does any of you, man, Kid Cudi's friends with
Pete Davidson.
Oh, okay.
And Kanye West has beef with Pete Davidson. It's like, why are you siding with that guy? I know you first. It's real, it's just jealousy in terms of friendship.
Kid Cudi's on the Pusha T album. I think he tweeted something. It was like, oh, about
this is the last song we'll do together.
Yeah. So I was like, oh shit, okay, cool. But yeah.
They can get what? Like, I couldn't care less about
that. That's drama. Drama for them anyway.
Like, you man go sort it out.
What are you rating the album anyway? Getting back to the
I think the album is good. I think there's some really good songs on there. My only complaint is, like, it's quite interesting because I can kind of use your mixtape as like a, or your EP as like a base, because with yours, obviously the sound's very concise. You can kind of hear everything kind of fits into place. The problem with this Pusha album is that, okay, half of it is basically Kanye and the other half of it is Pharrell.
Right.
So I feel like I hear one song that's a Kanye song, I'm like, yeah, this is sick. The next song straight off is a Pharrell song. Okay, yeah, this is sick. Then it's back to Pharrell song. Then it's back to a Kanye song. So almost like my brain can't really process, like, okay, whenever you listen to an album anyway in general, there's always multiple there's multiple producers on there.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're gonna typically get that. But for me, it was the switch between the songs were a bit too jarring.
Okay.
So I couldn't really like tree my brain to know what the project actually is.
What's it called again? Drywall.
It's almost dry.
It's almost dry. Okay.
Yeah,
fair enough.
There's very, very good songs on there. Yeah. The production is fantastic, but I just feel like it maybe hasn't just clicked in my brain yet. Like, I haven't really.
Do you think it's one of them ones? Maybe you have to like go back to it and maybe sink on it. It might be a little bit better as well.
I've listened to it twice, so I need to listen to it a few more times in order to.
I listened to it all day yesterday, and basically what I can say is,
here we go.
He's like, yo.
basically, what I can say is that after like maybe the sixth or seventh listen. And what made it worse is that I listened to the whole album in shuffle mode. So it was just like...
doomed.
Okay.
It didn't even make any sense the way I was listening.
However, I
clocked on that it was just Pusha T... Sorry, it was a Pusha T album giving to the world his bars, and it's Pharrell versus Kanye West. That's all it was in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And the way... like, you could tell that Kanye West was really hitting properly.
Yeah.
Pusha T... sorry, Pharrell was like... giving him guidelines to make a song completely different from where he was, because he even said it in the Charlamagne interview. Was like, Pharrell doesn't want me to be the mixtape drug dealer rapper anymore, and you could hear it from Pharrell's side, whereas on Kanye West's side, he's that Pusha T that a lot of people love today. So even though it was an exploration of like Pusha T's pen, I still love the album.
Yeah.
But it's just Pharrell versus
Kanye West. That's a good outlook on it. I hear that. I'll take that in and I'll listen to it and still. But Pusha T's, as I said, he's hard. He's a bar.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like sometimes whoever your producer is, it's not necessarily a hindrance. Sometimes like it just depends how you go about it. Like if you have two producers on like 10 songs and they have five each, it's like you better put them in order properly, otherwise it's not going to sound very, very good. Whereas if you have
led into this
100%, because if you listen to Daytona, bro, Daytona is like, you can just listen to it from front to end and it is what it is
and it's perfect,
whereas this I'm hearing two albums, I'm basically hearing two albums at once
yeah
in my brain. But
it's like kind of like a part one, part two or something. Or
yeah,
I don't know.
Which isn't bad because the songs, are, like yeah. I said, the songs are fantastic. There's some like, what's the song? Call My Bluff. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just fantastic.
That's probably my second favorite song on the album.
He's calling somebody out. I don't know who.
Who is it? Who?
It's not like a direct atty kind of song, but it's just very like you'll have a smile on your face when you listen to it because it's one of them ones where the he's being there. Cheeky.
Yeah,
super cheeky.
Yeah. Thing is, he can say what the fuck he want and no one comes through because it's Pusha T. Yeah, like,
I don't think there's a lot of people that Drake found out the hard way. I don't think there's a lot of people that go with him.
Yeah, like,
definitely not.
He has that. Pusha T has that essence of a battle rapper for me, like a really good one. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he let everybody know who he is.
Facts.
Yeah.
Came out the gates swinging.
For real.
That boy's built different.
He's had a bridge between like old school and new school in a way. Like, he's got that old school essence. Like,
I wasn't a fan of the fact that Bramlington, that song was first. I wasn't a fan. However, I understood it because it was addressing the guy he made a song about called Snitch. Sorry, nigga, I'm trying to come home.
Yep.
Mm.
So he went on Vlad TV explaining to everybody around
the
world.
Is that what... I did the maths now.
Yeah.
That's what the bar's about.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he went on Vlad TV basically saying, oh yeah, Pusha T was my secondhand man and he wasn't really doing much. So then now he's basically explaining...
he's struggling to fight them claims that he didn't do nothing.
I might be number two. However, we did a lot. And...
Yeah, don't do that, basically.
You did the time, but however, you now snitched on a couple guys and then now you're trying to bring me back, you're trying to bring me down by saying all these things. You know what I did. Everybody knows who I am on road and that's why he put it out there. He made it sure it was clear to everybody what was going on.
Mad.
I understand it. However, I didn't really like...
Talking about snitching, sorry to be random. Do you hear that? ASAP Bari says someone snitched in the set with ASAP Rocky. Like, I don't know if this is all speculation.
Is that why he got arrested?
Yeah, because I'm like,
shit.
Yeah, you know, random shit. Like, obviously, I haven't really digged into it, but I was like, what the fuck's going on here? Like,
them man are a mess. Get your house in order.
Yeah, what's like, going on? Like,
okay, that makes more sense now because we spoke about this.
Yeah, like.
But we were assuming that maybe it was just somebody out to get him because of the whole he's with Rihanna, innit? He's having a long week.
Vexed, like,
first they're saying he cheated on her, now they're trying to get him arrested. So
the way
somebody...
that came up and you thought, like, did you man believe it? I can't lie, the way, you know, like, you just wake up the next day and everything's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like some brainwashing how you would just actually believe
everyone
it because of how it's coming in force. And then they were like, nah. But yo, yeah,
I mean, it was almost the same for like Will Smith, but like, no one wanted to believe that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
The slap looked fake. I know you guys spoke about it, but I need to go back to this. The slap looked like WWE type of slap. You know what I like? And then it's when he said, keep my wife's name out your. That's like, this shit real. Like, chest. Like, fuck.
That scene that was a crazy moment. Like, what were they actually on?
Yeah, mad.
It's ridiculous.
Chris Rock still ain't spoke about it, but he's selling them comedy tickets, so he's all right.
Listen, he's
apparently
eating.
His tickets went up by like 200%.
Mad.
That's crazy. Resale
clean. Mad. Resale tickets, yeah. So
that's crazy.
Nah, he's getting busy. Respect to my guy.
Bro, do you hear about Jada now saying she's going to be talking about her Red Table talk about
if she does.
Yo, Jada! Yo, have you ever seen this, yeah?
Listen.
I swear out, you're even loco, man.
Yo, we'll get out of that marriage, man. Honestly.
Yo, Will ain't been
Jada,
the same, yo.
How can you win an Oscar and your night be ruined? Ah, listen, Jada, I need help. You know? I mean, I could come and see you and then, you know.
Look at me like August, I'll see you right now.
That's terrible.
Listen, I got the fro.
What?
it doesn't work like
you
that.
You know what, man, I don't know if you're talking about hair. But just
I mean, hair transplant is here, bro. Like, listen,
look how much hair I have. Hair, to be fair, you know. Joke. But what's mad is that, like, that whole situation, I'm not going to talk about it too much, because I know you guys probably talked about it. Why is it allowed that, if this is a male doing this in the sense of the whole setup, of Jaden bringing a friend home, like, you know where I'm going with this. It's just mad.
But we know that. We're old enough to know. I mean, it's not right either way. It's like what we're all seeing with the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard stuff.
Thank you for speaking about it. That woman is mad, bro.
How can she shit on the bed? I said, yo, get the fuck out of my house.
She shat on the bed. Yo. The effort to shout. Yo.
She must really hate that guy.
Yo, I really don't like that man.
I was watching a clip yesterday about, even I didn't get to that bit, but fucking about when she said that he headbutt her.
Him or hit him?
And then there's like, she put nail polish on the fucking tissue, bro. Like, it wasn't actually blood. That she acted like she was bleeding from a headbutt.
Bro,
and she had nail polish on it, bro.
Nah,
like, I was like, this is all different type of like.
She's insane.
Because the thing is,
that's a different level of tapped. I don't need to be there. But man, this is why you have to have friends. We have friends.
About, no, you know what?
Pull me out, that man.
That's a fact.
Pull me out, man. Where are the friends at, bro?
If you see me and that I'm different, or like Johnny Depp, she cut his finger off
right
near on.
Nah,
if
nah,
you
nah,
man,
she shot on the bed.
Threw a bottle first,
okay,
missed. Then she threw another bottle, and then cut his finger to the point he actually hit like his bone.
Mm.
So like, and then pull he got out. Infection.
That's great.
Pull me out that marriage.
No, can I say something?
He lost his career because of this.
Facts.
You know what's mad? We actually spoke about this.
We need to talk about men getting abused in relationships because I don't think. Look, I'm not gonna say the percentage of it is in to female to male.
Nah,
you know what I mean,
we're not gonna do
bro,
that.
Bro, like it's there's
exist.
Some stories here, isn't it? Like this, you know what I mean? This is mad. But sorry, I cut you short there, innit? Like,
so we spoke about it on the podcast maybe like years ago.
It was a while ago when we spoke about it.
Could have been Culture and Sound.
Yeah, and the thing is, we're just like
that long.
Yeah,
this has gone on for time.
And the thing is, we were like,
fucking hell, man.
Johnny Depp is done out here. Because we didn't know the full context of the story. However, I mean, hashtag believe all women, innit? And then now it's a case of like, nah, we see what Will Smith is going through. And we're like, he kind of needs to leave that situation. And now we're seeing what Johnny Depp has actually been going through. And my man is giving out context. He's like, listen, I don't want to put my children in a situation where they have to see this anymore.
I don't even think Johnny would, like, the reason this is so sad is I don't know if there's money on the line for this, but I don't even think Johnny wants the money.
Broken.
I just think he just wants.
He was out. He wants
he
out.
Wants his, he wants out. He wants just out. Wants his career back. Like,
yeah.
No, it's not even that. I think
because she's affected his bag. No. He got kicked off.
He was supposed to be in that Harry Potter.
That Harry, they kicked him off.
Yeah, kicked him off.
Pirates,
man.
And he got kicked off. As
that to the point, like, he never wants to play that role. Do you know how much money he was making from that?
Fam, peace. No one replaces Jack Sparrow, bro.
When someone breaks you down that much,
yeah.
You don't even like. You just want your sanity back.
No, he's doing it. He's doing it for himself, his family, and men all in general. Because the thing is, if we're gonna talk about this whole thing, fear women next to God, this and that, believe women. I mean, there is a space where it's like men have actually been tormented and they can't really see anything. Like, there's just a list of things, and then now we're actually seeing Johnny Depp come out and say, listen. Man has gone through
why
hell.
Why did he stay though, guys? Like, because he's
but
what
happens?
That's a really sad. Like, that's a silly question because, like, abusive relationship is like harder to always leave in it. The remedy of it. So that's a dumb question, but it's just like, fam, when you're hearing what's going on, it's like, bro, like they both got riches. Just get another yard and just even if you're gonna still stay married, just like, be away from each other. And it's like
I think
it seems really like an addictive
it's
relationship.
So hard to.
There's so many reasons.
We're not like psychologists that can even get into that and all that.
But no, I mean, do think, why would you say, especially when it gets physical and then there's evidence.
Shit on the bed, let's bring it back to that. Like, she shit on the bed.
That would never
she shit on the bed.
I can't get my head around that.
This is where I lay my head.
that's crazy.
You shit on the bed, fam. Like,
you can't come back from that as a.
Nah,
you can't, man.
What was the point she's trying to make by doing that?
It's a violation, bro.
It's such a violation.
No, she's just abusive. That's all it is.
The effort, like, to think.
She really said, "Yo,
I'ma do this."
Yo, because of y'all not gonna get no sleep because of me. That's what she said.
That's crazy.
She's best sweet corn in the pillows and that.
Yo, this is Johnny Depp's reality. Like, how was?
That's gross. That is absolutely.
Yo, blood out.
I think you have to throw away the bed.
You go throw away you throw away your life, bro.
Throw away your luck. Nah, man. Well, like, I mean, okay. Because we're laughing, but it is
actually bad. Yeah. We're not condoning this.
Even
stuff,
do you know? Shout out to Johnny. Johnny said, like, I have to find like. In pain, there has to be some humor. Otherwise, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Facts.
So,
facts.
It's
crazy, man. The way she's looking on the court, like the way just, I don't want to just like, put on her because obviously you know whatever, but she looks just. Johnny looks beaten, man.
Looks finished.
She just looks cold. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
but anyway,
she knows her reign of terror is done.
Yeah,
it's done, bruv.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
How is
Brothers.
This ending, boys, though? How is this ending? Like, what
I don't think both what? Their careers is sort of done. Because I'm not going to say, like, it's all her. I think
he did some crazy stuff.
Did you see that clip of him? Like, he didn't obviously hit her, but he was, like, hitting the cobwebs and shit like that. Like, just getting violent and all that. But God knows what led up to that. Do you know what I mean?
Is that Paul Brittany thing real?
What?
The thing that he sent to the guy who plays
video.
What is that message real?
He said, let's fucking, what's it? Bury this bitch. He said, let's bury this bitch. Say, my French, God, forgive me. But anyway.
You know what killed me the most? It was Paul Brittany's response was like, yes, absolutely.
Hollywood's crazy, man.
Your crazy.
In court, they asked,
have you ever done
drugs with Paul Bettany? And he goes, yes.
Yes.
So cocaine, yes.
Yes.
Alcohol, yes. Prescription pills. I'm not too sure about that one. You're gonna have to get back to you on that. What? Like,
fam, it's mad. Hollywood's crazy. Hollywood's crazy. Imagine a taxi man like, yo, let's bury this bitch. Y'all ain't replying. Like,
y'all calling my mum and dad.
Three bubbles.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna go.
Yeah, we'll
y'all gonna call my mum and dad like, yo, you need to get your son to wherever he needs to go.
Something needs to be done.
Like, it's mad. I think Hollywood's a different life, man. Like,
it is.
The whole text was mad.
We'll never understand that word.
Yeah, that text was mad, fam.
Like, and I don't think, like, he didn't mean, like, he was never going to see it through. But
still,
you got really trust like, it.
I have not done it justice. It's so bad.
Say what?
But it's the way Paul Brittany, like, Brittany's, like, responding. His response has killed me because he was so on board. But you can't expect it from a man like that. He seems like such a gentleman, isn't it?
Right. Fucking hell. Now.
He's probably thinking, fuck, I'm in this.
Yeah,
he's
not going back to play Vision. Like, that's done. They're going to, Vision's going to be recast.
Is Paul Brittany the guy that does Legion?
Nah,
he's not sure.
I've got a face to his name, right?
He's the one that he plays Vision in the Marvel movies.
Yeah, that's my man. I'm with you.
Crazy.
Paul, he's an English actor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Nah, man. They're different.
Fam,
different
bro.
Breed.
Nah, Hollywood's different, man. Like, it's funny you mention it because I was watching some of the clips with my girl yesterday and we were just like, what the fuck is going on? And then a phone call with his sister trying to defend it. I don't know if you got to that bit where Johnny was always in an abusive relationship with our mom and he never hit her and all of this stuff. And it's just one big mess, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's just one big mess, bro. Like,
abuse is, I think it's a shame because people who tend to be abused, it tends to, for whatever reason, follow them their whole life. Like,
that's a fair point.
Something that started from childhood. Just so repetitive. Maybe, I don't know if it's the people like, you got patterned, so you surround yourself.
All his exes come out, innit? All his exes come out. Johnny Depp's old ex said he's never hit me before.
Yeah.
That was a thing as well.
It's one of them ones where, you're doing something.
That's what all his exes, I'm sure.
If you can shit on the bed, you can hit a human.
The thing is, at the end of the day, we have to really discuss it, though, like, on a level. Is she good food?
That's gone off, man.
It's expired, but it must be good food to him for him to still
He's got it. He can't be in that mindset anymore, man.
I think as well, he was heavily intoxicated by the drugs and shit like that.
That was a big issue as well.
Like you said, the lawyer kept asking, yo, would you do it? He's like, yep, coke.
Yep. I was on that.
Pusha
T was my supplier. King
Push.
I probably supplied for Johnny Depp.
Man literally played that blow character and was actually really him. You know what I mean? Like, this is real. Like, fuck it, though.
Free my guy Johnny, man.
JD.
Do you know when he got the Dior brand? This is like, please, people, be with people who love you. She laughed. Like, why would Dior want you? Like, what are they interested in? You're like in your 50s. You got nothing to give.
Crazy. She was a hater though, isn't it? She was like, I don't know what it was, but she
real hater energy.
I think it's obviously an insecurity in her. She wanted to infect to Johnny Depp because when you hear about
but her career weren't like going terribly.
She was an Aquaman.
So and that made $1 billion.
Like, I'm surprised Warner Brothers didn't drop her after hearing all of these accusations, man.
But well, I think
they're gonna release two, and then they'll drop her. I
think
her face out, and she's very beautiful, like I mean, she's gonna carry the character in one way, shape, or form, and then
in the third one,
not anymore.
I don't know what it is.
Not after what
happened. When you know when someone's quitting,
I'm not trying to.
You gotta choose wisely. I'm telling you, man,
that's not bad.
Some people out here just want to slice your throat. And shit on your bed.
If you give them a chance, they'll do it.
And as well, we got to think, Hollywood, everything's based on image. So, like, that guy, to your point, he didn't delve to understand her interior. So, like, they look good together. So, he's probably thinking, well, we are suiting, innit? Let's run this relationship. And then this, all this shit's unfolded. So, it's mad, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Buffoonery is what it is. Ah,
craziness.
Yeah,
the highest level. Listen, man, just pick wisely. It's hard. It is hard to pick wisely, but...
No, it's not hard to pick wisely, man.
Yes, it is.
I think in their situation, it's harder. I think in their situation, it's harder.
And it's way
in Hollywood, it might be...
It's hard, man.
Sometimes
it's hard.
You gotta listen to Kevin Savage. I ain't gonna lie, man.
That the views of Iman G45 of Iman G45. I'm not co-signing that.
Listen, I don't know. Like,
is Kevin Savage the guy that's like, is that the one that was? What did he say? He said some fuck. Is that the one that's like, oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's the one that basically they ask women like, oh, what do you rate yourself out of 10?
Yeah.
But why do they interact with him? Like, he can only answer, he can only give advice based on what they give. I'm not defending him. I'm not like,
he don't get no
fuck. What did you expect?
Honestly, yeah. Like, to bring it in full circle, like, to bring it in a conclusion, I just think that Johnny Depp needs real help. He just needs, bro, he's probably got to get his help. And then now he's coming out and saying, I don't tell the world Wagwan, I'm done for.
Mm. I can't lie. I think he needs rehab. Because, like,
I think he's done it.
Yeah, because I think, like, a lot of the thing where they're answering the questions, it'd look better in his life if he could recall what the memories. Like,
yeah.
A lot of it's vague to him because he's under the influence, and I think it just doesn't look good on his part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry. It doesn't look good on his part. Like, I just think if he was to be in a bit more of a cleaner state of mind, he'd be able to analyse a lot better. But
We'll have to see how this one pans out. I mean, it's pretty much panned out already. As in, I can't see anyone really backing Amber Heard. But I think they both have their issues that they need to work on.
Are they acting again after this? Are we?
I think Johnny will.
Johnny Depp he's
if they want to,
he's set for life, really. So he doesn't have to, really.
Like, Amber Heard, I'm not too sure, innit?
Yeah, that could be sticky. Because she doesn't have
the situation. I really want to see how, like, this feminist movement wants to angle this. Because it's like, well, this guy has been abused.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'd ever take that away from that situation.
No, there are some neo feminists that are just. No, because this is Me Too.
I don't think
Yeah, I don't think the two correlate. I'm not even trying to be the Mr. Women empowerment. I think it's genuinely just a relationship that has been, has gone left.
They probably shouldn't have got to
left with your shit in the bed, man.
I think the Me Too thing is different. The Me Too thing is you're using your power in order to influence women get them roles.
Imagine any of your bodies was like, yo, man, them, like, my girl just shot in the bed last night.
What are we talking about? It's crazy. That alone,
and you gotta think how many other shit is in this situation. That alone is mad, man.
Nah, it's insane.
No, but there's plenty of situations where men will never want to come forward and talk about this, because if they come forward and talk about it, it may be viewed as weak in front of their peers.
Well,
so then now they have to.
That's something we have to fix as a society. That's not on the movement.
Men's pride, my boy.
Because remember, it can't just be that. Have you not heard the comments about Will Smith, where it's like everyone's talking about mental health awareness, and then we've got Will Smith coming out breaking down on a red table talk, and it's like he's made it into a meme. Mm. And I thought that's quite real, like, because man's like, he's got his wife telling him like she got dick down as entanglement. Man broke down and he just became a meme, man. It's like,
to be fair, I think we have to look like, what if we all have emotional breakdowns, and for some people it's over a longer period of time, so you can actually be like, yo, my man's going through something. But like, Will Smith might have had an emotional breakdown, like he's been famous for 30 years.
Yeah,
plenty of times
we've known him for 30 years. He's not done anything like that. That's massively out of character. What if that is just a blip and he has an emotional breakdown and we've all like
just kind of watched
out. I think the next couple of years we'll start calling Will Smith crazy, like we done to Kanye and shit. I think that's what will happen. Like, we'll just start calling him crazy, and then it'll like you said, it might have another episode.
Mm.
But you have
to get the necessary help. Like, he should have got the necessary help after his mum died, and what, running up on stage with Taylor Swift. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes these are a cry for help.
They are. Yeah, no, it's facts. It's facts.
And that's probably what Will might be doing. It's definitely what Johnny's done.
Yeah. You're right, because I think if it was this, like, with us being like normal civilians or whatever, if someone done an act, not even to that like gravity, but even something small would be like, is everything okay? Do you need to talk about it?
So yeah,
like, they're in another, they're on a bigger platform. So for this to happen, it's like, you like you're saying.
Like, it's not like, just even, no matter what mindset you're in, I'm not going to defend it and like what Will Smith did is wrong. You can't just go around hitting people. But that's obviously, even the shouting at the end, like, I've never seen him.
You see Lupita Nyong'o, like,
yo, what the fuck?
Like, boy! Like,
there's people we'd expect that from, who we know that's what they're on, but that's never been Will. A discussion needs
to
be had.
He's always been, like, cool car collectors. Exactly. I've seen, like, so, yeah, it's mad, man, but,
so, to see that, and then his response when he actually won, to start bawling and crying, own that shit. That is obviously affected him. That even he knows that is out of character for him.
Yeah. And fam, like you guys have probably spoke about, he laughed at first to this joke.
Yeah.
Then we didn't see the clip of what Jada said. And then next we know, we just seen a slap.
He went to give a fade.
Yeah, Mazzoline anyway. It's a Mazzoline. See, I heard that. I was just like, all right.
Let's move on.
And on that note, boys, get your music.
The battery's died, so bruv.
Yeah. Okay. So as you know, you came in the show before. We just pick a song to put on our playlist.
Oh, okay. Carb.
We'll, of course, have your song on the playlist.
Love, man, them. Love. A song that I've been... I just listened to this song called Frank Ewa, 365 Days. Let me see. Let me give a little preview of it. 1 second, man. I don't know. It was something I was talking about.
That's what you're putting out on the playlist.
Frank Ewa. Should I send it to you, man? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Love for that. I'm picking K Flock, Cardi B, and Doogie B.
Doogie B and Carl.
A Kuna Matata song.
Huh? Yeah. You get me to the grabber.
Cool, man. What am I picking? I might pick a song off of this Pusha T album. I'm gonna pick Call My Bluff.
Yes.
Song is hard.
You know it's up. Yep.
Just So You Remember is so beautiful. The song itself, Just So You Remember, is just amazing. However, I think a lot of people are gonna enjoy Dreaming of the Past, featuring Kanye West, Pusha T.
Is that off the album as well? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm definitely gonna take that in. I'm definitely going to tell that after that, for sure. But it's 12 weeks. I hear it still. I hear it.
But yeah, bro, we appreciate you coming on.
No, man, them love for having me and still. Just shout out to Made in Trafford every time to pull in. And man's here. We're going to the episode of 136, right?
Yes, sir.
136.
No, like, subscribe,
you're fighting that, man.
There we go.
Go and stream Bedroom Rapper right.
Yeah,
now.
Love.
Right, fucking now.
Please, more to come. Yeah.
So be putting that on the playlist as well.
Yes.
Love. Appreciate y'all. Bye. Appreciate y'all. Love, man.
Love.
All right, in a bit.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.